Director General, President and Vice Presidents of the Assembly, Honourable Ministers, Distinguished Delegates, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen. Australia welcomes the theme of this year's General Discussion, How to Ensure the Place of Health in the Next Generation of Global Development Goals, which builds on the 2012 theme of Towards Universal Health Coverage. Australia is proud to have been a strong supporter of the Millennium Development Goals, and particularly those directly related to health, reducing child mortality, improving maternal health, and combating HIV/AIDS, malaria, and other diseases. Australia, through its overseas development assistance, has worked closely with countries to make progress against the MDGs. In Papua New Guinea, around 1 million children have been immunized against measles and other childhood illnesses, such as polio, between 2000 and 2012. In Timor-Leste, Australian assistance contributed to a decrease in infant mortality from 60 per 1,000 live births in 2003 to 44 in 2009. In Indonesia, Australia is working with the Indonesian government to improve access to better primary healthcare services for more than 3 million poor and vulnerable children and women. In sub-Saharan Africa, Australian assistance has provided over 1 million people with access to safe water and around 850,000 people with access to basic sanitation. Around the world, 4 million more children are surviving beyond their fifth birthday, and there have been important steps in the prevention and treatment of HIV/AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. However, not all of the Millennium Development Goals are on track, and progress has been uneven within and between countries. The global recession, high food and fuel prices, and natural disasters have compounded this. So, as the international community debates the next generation of global development goals, we need to ensure that work to meet the Millennium Development Goals continues, that we keep these goals alive as part of any future set of goals, and we continue pressing forward towards them. Australia's development assistance programs will continue to have a strong emphasis on maternal and child health. And we will continue to work hard to combat HIV/AIDS and malaria. In 2014, Australia will assume the chairing of the UNAIDS Program Coordinating Board and will host the International AIDS Conference in Melbourne in July 2014. We look forward to welcoming many of you there. We'll also be working over the coming year to take forward work on malaria with the Asia Pacific Leaders Malaria Alliance, co-chaired by our Prime Minister, with the particular aims of improving access to effective medicines and sustainable financing of malaria control in the region into the future. Australia has been an active participant in the international debate about social determinants of health, and particularly the differences in health outcomes and access to health systems between rich and poor, between and within all of our countries. That is why we have so strongly supported the WHO's emphasis over recent years in advocating and supporting health system strengthening, sustainable financing, and universal health coverage. We congratulate our fellow member states who have set themselves goals of achieving universal health coverage by certain dates, and in particular our neighbour Indonesia, on their determination to implement a universal healthcare system starting 1 January 2014. Universal health coverage is a means to a very important end. The fundamental right of every human being is set out in the WHO Constitution to the highest attainable standard of health. Australia sees an important place for universal healthcare in the development of the next generation of global development goals, but considers more debate is needed to ensure that the goals are focused on health outcomes, not just health systems. We need goals that are clear and meaningful, easy to communicate, measurable, and mostly, importantly, able to generate political commitment for health outcomes. Australia was encouraged by the outcomes from the high-level dialogue on health in the post-2015 development agenda in Botswana in March 2013. We'd like to continue to explore the idea of a health goal along the lines of maximising health at all stages of life, with two specific health sector goals of accelerating progress towards the health MDGs and reducing the burden of non-communicable diseases. It's undeniable that rising levels of NCDs are providing more and more of a challenge to the achievement of social and financial development in all member states, and Australia is determined to play its part in meeting this challenge, for example, through innovation and leadership in tobacco control. Equally, we cannot lose sight of our goals and commitment to reducing infant mortality, improving maternal health, and continuing our efforts to reduce the burden of HIV, AIDS, malaria, and other communicable diseases. Australia looks forward to the next steps in the debate on the next generation of global development goals, to considering the reports of the high-level panel of eminent persons on the post-2015 development agenda, and the Sustainable Development Goals Open Working Group, and to further debating the issues at the UN General Assembly in September, where we will be determined that health and the right of every human being to the highest attainable standard of health continues to have a prominent role in the global development agenda. Thank you.